All right. Next up, we're going to have Luca talking to us about reproducible XFS file systems.
Hi, everyone. I'm Luca. Today, we will talk about reproducible file system with XFS. A little thing about me. I'm a software engineer in ChainGuard. I'm an open source enthusiast. You can find me everywhere with 89, Luca89. That's my mail. Why are we interested in reproducible file systems? We build stuff, and we want that stuff to be verifiable by the end user. The end user has access to the source code, so they should be able to reproduce our own artifacts and be sure that we are not messing stuff up. So it's also useful for us, for debugging, for auditability, and so on. So it's very important. And working in ChainGuard with for our product of VMs, we wanted to be trustful for our users and have reproducible images for them. How do we usually approach populating a file system? You MKFS that file system. You mount it. You copy stuff inside. And you unmount it, but this is actually very, very much not reproducible. We have some caveats. We need root privileges to do mounts, and we need a kernel for that, which is not. It's very important. Timestamps obviously vary. You write at different times. You have different timestamps, and we have different random seeds that lead to different inode generation, and so many moving parts. My first attempt was using libeffectime. If someone doesn't know what it is, it's a library where you basically use an LD preload attack, let's say, and it will hijack most of the random functions like get time of day, get random, get from on 32, and stuff like that. So if we try to use libeffectime and create an empty XFS file system, this actually works. We have an empty file system which is reproducible, but in the moment that we mount it to populate it, this will break reproducibility, even if we use Noa time, no dira time, all this stuff. There are many reasons for that. First of all, LD preload is on your user space, and mount is kernel space, so that won't work, simply. Also, there is the creation time is set by the kernel, not by the libc, so you cannot intercept that. Also, XFS is a very complex file system. It has allocation groups, which has some heuristic of to spread the load. Parallel and async IO, which is non-deterministic because it's not. And